everybody. This is William Del Pilar, and this is the Red, White, and Rude, where politics is downstream of culture, and I'm here to break it all down for you. And I am happy to say I am back. So I have been off the show, or literally I have been sidelined for technical difficulties, I guess you could say. God bless our last provider. They sold their company to a major player, and those prices quadrupled. So we, being all volunteers, we sought out another organization that was more in our price range. Not free. We pay for this. But that was more in our price range, and everybody was fine with it from a technical perspective except me. I came out blurrier than blurry can be, I guess. You know, I joked and said, you know, these people don't like good looking men on their streaming for them or using their software. But regardless, I don't know what happened. We ran a lot of tests. My ISP provider actually came out to the house, and because this is my home office of what you're looking at. They came out to the house and ran some tests, did some tweaks. Went back to the current live stream service we're with, talked to them. They really haven't done anything, but I noticed a change in terms of latency. Not really upload, but I wonder if maybe they've made some tweaks on their end. But regardless, they were willing to work with the problem, and what makes me happy to stick with them is the fact they were so quick to respond. Quick to try to help figure it out. And they asked me, hey, we need you to do a podcast. You know, and we did one last night, fired up. It was supposed to be recorded in case it didn't go well. We were going to scrap it. And lo and behold, it was set up live. They're saying, I'm noticing, wow, there's 5, 10, 15, 20. I'm like, whoa, we got people watching, you know. And I tell the tech, hey, we're live. And he goes, yeah, you're taping podcasting. I go, no, we got people looking. And he comes back with oblique. But it went well. And so I am back with the Red, White, and Rude. So much has happened, and there's so much to talk about. And I didn't throw this together, but I didn't do heavy, deep research in some of the main topics because I get too anal about it. So I wanted to talk about some topics that have been in the back of my head. I did talk about Doctor Who, I believe, a few episodes back, which was probably about a month and a half ago now, how it's a ratings challenge show. Well, there's new information about it, so we're going to talk about that. In terms of Doctor Who not only being ratings challenged, but its lead actor seeing its ratings challenged, not realizing this show may not be back and not wanting to be bogged down with other projects and then getting the call, hey, we are going to do a season. You know, he does it. Plus, he was a nightmare for the show and he was part of the problem for the show. So his agent probably said, look, it's probably best if you just end this relationship as Doctor Who, which was the best decision he could have made to try to save this series. And then we are going to talk about the fact that the ratings are so bad, we are looking at a potential and likely cancellation of it. I then want to talk about the continual destruction of America from within with James Gunn, who was accused of being a pedophile by Democrat standards some years ago, but has gotten his second chance because of how big Guardians of the Galaxy was. I'm not saying he is a pedophile. He was by using Democrat standards, when somebody would come across a joke, a gay joke or pedophilia joke, and I'm not condoning them as right or wrong, but this is what was happening. They would cancel him because they were usually a comedian or something. Well, they came across him with James Gunn. You know, so take it for what it's worth. He's not a good dude at his core. And he hates America. And I'm going to talk about why. Because Superman is all about the American way. And that's no longer the case with bigots like James Gunn. And we're going to close it out on the final topic on how the left eats their own and the slow withering death of Blue Sky, which is a startup by the original owners of Twitter that is now X, and how it's just slowly dying. I mean, there's tribalism tests. And if you're not the – what you're seeing with the L.A. riots, what you're seeing with the assassination of a Democrat who voted against a Democrat ideological belief by a Tim Walz-appointed Democrat, the second Tim Walz-appointed individual who has committed a crime. The first one was part of the Tesla bombing stuff. This one, this person just flat out assassinated a Democrat. The leftist hates us. They hate us. And that is the blue sky belief system there. They run off any moderates, any conservatives, and any Democrats. They go, well, hold on, let's talk about this. They don't want to talk about it. They want to hate and kill. And that's what blue sky is. And we're going to talk about those three things. So before I forget, my standard, please make sure you like and share this video. That's the way, that's how we're growing. We've surpassed 15,000 subscribers on YouTube, close to 8,000 on X. And see, we are in the saturated market and we're trying to break through and we're slowly doing that. I've got many years of experience in helping build as an entrepreneur with my own startup, helped the local San Diego Association, Alzheimer's Association, go from a handful of people to over 20 to a multi-million dollar budget. I can't take credit for that. I was part of the team that did that. And then I went over to Pro Football Weekly after I sold my company, and I built up their whole fantasy football section. When I asked what the numbers were, they wouldn't tell me, which kind of irked me. And I was an employee there. But the one guy said, dude, you're in the top three of everything we do. And I was so I know how to build things. And so we're slowly building this up. You see my own X profile account there at WDL Pilar. Please feel free to follow. So we are slowly growing. We are making waves. But make sure you bookmark grumblingsmedia.com. Grumblingsmedia.com. You'll find all our podcasts there. We have libertarian podcasts for those of you who may be conservatarian. They're not kind of Trump, so be aware, as most libertarians are not. There is a Mises caucus side that is pro-Trump, but not at the Grumblings Media staff. But we respect all political parties outside the leftists who want to kill us. We also have sports, straight sports podcasts there, and we have my own political podcast there as well. And most of you are probably listening to us via YouTube or Rumble or Apple or Spotify, and you can find us there at or under the profile Grumblings Media. So I beg of you, my bitch, I beg of you, please follow us there. So, all right, let's get right down to it. Doctor Who's new season was a few months ago, or maybe a couple of months ago. He is Nikuti Gatwa. He's the 15th Doctor. This past May, I want to say maybe April. It depends. They have various release dates there, but right around there, there's May 12, 2025 across Disney Plus, and then the BBC and BBC America. They all released Doctor Who. But in essence, Doctor Who, that premiere was its lowest ratings in 60-year history. I mean, series 14 averaged 2.1 million UK viewers. Gatwa is the first black doctor. No issue with that. Most outlets will lie to you and tell you that he was facing racial controversy. It wasn't the racial controversy. It was the wokeness, the queerness, the indoctrination of kids, as Russell T. Davis has admitted to wanting to do. Well, America's not buying it. It's like many in the UK are buying it. And what we witnessed was a slow destruction with the BBC permission, because it's a state-owned network, of a beloved character worldwide. I first discovered Doctor Who on PBS, and yes, I do hope they shut it down, because PBS is no longer needed. It's a drain on our taxpayer dollars, and it's a leftist-driven media operation. But I discovered Doctor Who on there as a child, the black and white. And I think Dr. Pertwee, the actor Pertwee, I can't remember. But it was black and white. It was from the 60s at the time. I mean, it wasn't in the 60s, but, you know, PBS had brought it over. And I fell in love with the show. The music, woo, however it goes, you know. And then I re-fell in love watching the Sci-Fi Channel. Saturdays, I work as an entrepreneur. Saturday mornings tend to be my mornings, and I escape. There was, before streaming got big, I used to love the sci-fi networks at 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern time. They'd show whatever B-movie they had created, you know. But then I woke up one Saturday morning, and there was Doctor Who with Christopher Eccleston. Phenomenal. Had a phenomenal reboot. And what irked me is Russell T. Davis tries to claim he's a creator. No, you're not. You rebooted it. But anyway, so all this wokeness, this queerness, this LGBTism thrown in our faces. And to that audience, I don't care. I just don't want you indoctrinating kids. That's a parent's job. It's not your job. Well, between Gatwa, Russell T. Davies, the UK, it's dead. That show is literally dead. Again, its lowest ratings in its 60-year history. Gatwa announced his departure after the Series 15 finale. Davis, Russell T. Davis, admitted the ratings are trash, quote, hinting at cancellation amid fan backlash and declining global streams. The cultural shift from classic to modern storytelling has failed. And I'm being kind by saying that, because this is not modern storytelling. It's progressive, socialist, authoritarian indoctrination in everything bad. So, Series 14 averaged 2.1 million, 53% drop from the 4.5 million for Series 13. I want to say this is Series 15. There's some confusion in how that's been done. But in essence, the latest series, 2.1 million UK viewers, 53% drop from the 4.5 million for the previous series. The Empire of Death finale hit 1.8 million. I'm wondering about my notes here. Anyway, global Disney Plus streams fell 30% from Jodie Whittaker's 2021 debut, and that peaked at 7 million streams in week one. U.S. viewership overall is down 40% per Nielsen data. It's dying. The show has a historical peak of 10 million viewers from the 1970s, and that was during Tom Baker's era. Tom Baker was a guy with the curly hair, with the hat, and with the scarf. The multi-colored rainbow type scarf. No, it didn't represent gay. It was just he was a flamboyant and loud. Not flamboyant. He was just loud with his outfit. It really stuck out, you know. So, and now it has 1.5 million average. The age is 55 plus viewers. The younger viewers, 18-24, dropped 60% since 2020. Critics attribute this decline to the controversial episodes that they've had, Space Babies, Dot and Bubble, 25% negative reviews, you know. So because of all this, Nikuti Gatwa, he exited at the Series 15 finale, as I stated a minute ago. He regenerated into Billy Piper, which was Christopher Eccleston's original companion. Now, this is after the second season. He is the shortest tenure of any doctor minus the one TV movie doctor. I can't remember his name, but I loved it. It was on Fox. You know, I thought, hey, they're going to bring him back. And they didn't bring him back. But technically, he's a doctor, you know. And now he's being deceptive. He's citing scheduling conflicts and maybe some creative differences. But the truth of the matter is, it's a bomb. And he helped create that bomb by pushing and alienating fans. You don't like it, don't watch it. Well, they did it, Nikuti. They did it. Yeah, and one of the low points was the Dot and Bubble that rejected his character because of racism. That put a 40% drop in social media engagement. Fans labeled him the racist actor for perceived pandering. So what they were trying to do is say, well, it was a metaphoric example of Russell T. Davis writing into the show, whoever the writers were, to the audience in real life. Y'all don't like him because he's black. They actually wrote that pretty much into the storyline. You know, so are there racists? Yes. My issue with him was not that he's black. Not at all. My issue is with him that he's a woke fool. Pushing that and then alienating fans. And for the next upcoming season, the budget, I think, or this season or the next season, there's budget cut of $10 million. So there's a financial strain. They're like, y'all, no one's watching you. Why are we going to put millions into you? Now, let me take a step back. I mentioned Christopher Eccleston. He is the shortest doctor since Eccleston in terms that played him in the series. Eccleston had one season only. And I was disappointed. But we got a great doctor afterwards, a woke loser of a human being, an idiot who's willing to sit there and slice and dice kids sees him castrated, see breast cut, because his wife's playing him like a puppet. And it's disgusting. But anyway, I'm trying to think of his name, and I can't. And he's actually one of my favorite doctors and very popular. He was on Neil Gaiman's Angels and Demons series. That Neil Gaiman's another work piece of work, you know. I'm a feminist. Really? According to a lot of women accusing you of sexual assault. Maybe not. Then it's always those who say they're feminists. But anyway, I'm digressing. God, it'll come to me. But Christopher Eccleston left the show because of irreconcilable conflicts with Russell T. Davies. And then the producer, Jane Tranter, Phil Collinson, and Julie Gardner. It was a terrible environment. He says there was no support, and the relationship just broke down. And the BBC allegedly blacklisted him after that. And obviously that hurts his career because the BBC, it's government-owned. Look, the BBC is as close to a monarchy as it's ever been with Starmer in there right now. But anyway, season one averaged 7 to 8 million viewers, UK viewers. The Party in the Ways, about 7 million. So it's dropped. Why? You know, I stopped watching it with Peter Capaldi. I'm like, hey, this is just woke crap. And it's kind of boring. He's just a boring doctor. And all praise for how he portrayed the magnificent doctor, took the doctor to new heights as the ratings. It's terrible to see a childhood show that you can still watch as an adult just for escapism, enjoyment, just go south so badly and so quickly. And it didn't have to. Now, Davies is not being truthful. He's blaming it all the streaming. 1834A demographics is down 25% on linear TV and 15% on Disney Plus. And there's a 40% rise in piracy rates. That has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with wokeism. Everything to do with wokeism. I have not seen an episode since Peter Capaldi, and I love Doctor Who to death. I love him to death, the character. So, there's even talk of a potential reboot of the show, just completely rebooting it. I would love that. Get rid of Russell T. Davies. See, Russell T. Davies is like that singer with a group that goes off on his own and does nothing and puts out a bunch of albums and nobody buys him. And he uses that, well, I'm doing my music. And that's fine. But if people don't buy those albums, then they tend to be one or two albums at most, unless they self-fund them now. Davies is doing the same thing. The problem is, this is not his money, his show. That's the other thing. It's my show. No, it's not. You started a great show, and you killed that show. And you did not. Are not a creator of this show. You just rebooted it. So fans are on social media are demanding Classic Doctor, return to the Classic Doctor. There's over 50,000 petition. I mean, you're going to need a couple million to get that going. David Tennant, that's the name of the doctor, I believe, who replaced Christopher Eccleston, who was down in my notes. And there's some out there that want to reinstate David Tennant. Look, at the end of the day, David Tennant's just as woke as Nakuti. David Tennant was a great doctor, a phenomenal doctor, one of the best doctors, to be quite frank. Easily in the top three, I'd say, top three to five, depending. See, I've been around, not since the doctor was created, but I was able to see all the doctors, all the episodes that they have. They've actually lost some of the episodes. Anyway, Doctor Who's ratings have collapsed. Gatwa's has an exit that some view as controversial that I don't. He sees a sinking ship that he created and is leaving it to wash his hands of it. And now there's cancellation rumors. And this reflects a deep cultural divide globally right now. And obviously financial woes. Disney's not in transition. They're getting ready to enter the phase of transition. They're starting to realize now with Snow White, the Thunderbolts failure. I was going to talk about Thunderbolts. Just to let you know, I think it's like one of their lowest ever financial Marvel movies ever. And it cost like $180 million. I think it's like at $400 million. It needs like approximately $600 million. you know, to break even. So Disney is just, they're right now, they're being shell-shocked. They're being hammered. They're going to have a few hits here or there, but they can't keep suffering these bombs. And Doctor Who's one of those easy ones. Let's hope for a classic Doctor Who revival. Hey, keep Billy Piper. I don't care. But just fire the current crew and start anew. But technically speaking, if you started anew, you kind of have to go away from Billy Piper. But I'm like, fire Russell T. Davies. Maybe reboot Christopher Eccleston. Take it in a new direction with him from season one. Or maybe keep it in the same universe and finish up some of the stories. I could talk about Doctor Who all day. There's so many intricate ways. And it's a very creatively done show in the way they release episodes with the Christmas specials, things of that nature. So it's disappointing to see it go as bad as it has. But that's what happens when you go woke. Long term, it's not going to work. Parents want to educate their kids. Look, if your child is gay, he wants to come out as queer, transgender, whatever, that's fine. But don't let him convince you that it's okay to castrate them, to lop off their breasts. A child's brain does not finish developing until the mid-20s. And to make it worse, in America, at least here in California, you have teachers convincing kids, well, you're not really a girl. You don't think you're a girl. And then hiding it from the parents. That's why we're all in an uproar. Parenting is being taken away from the parent. All right, let's move on. Let's move on to a man who's been accused of a pedophile years ago. I don't believe he is, for the record. But by the standards that his people, progressive leftists, use, he's a pedophile. I don't think he is, but by their standards, he is. The way they judge, jury, and execute people. Well, he hates America. That we know. He omits the American way in Superman. He changes it to the human way. This is coming from Bounding Into Comics. I find it disgusting. He revealed the changes to Superman's iconic motto from truth, justice, and the American way to truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Then he changed it to truth, justice, and the human way. It doesn't even sound right. It's kind of like Star Trek. Changing Star Trek's intro from mankind to the humankind, or changing Neil Armstrong to leap for mankind here, to leap for womanhood is what they'd like you to hear. This makes no sense. Superman's traditional motto is, and his only motto is, truth, justice, and the American way. My origins are from Panama. My dad's from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's a territory. For all intents and purposes, Panama was created by these United States of America. I acknowledge my culture. I love my culture, especially the food. Oh, my God, the food. Un pastel right now. I could kill for a fact. Maybe I'm going to order some. I got to order those. And they cost me an arm and a leg for the shipping because they ship them in ice, et cetera, et cetera. But I can get it here in San Diego, but I think I'm going to do that this week. Man, I'm thinking some food right now. But anyway, I'm an American. American first. Who is Puerto Rican Panamanian. But truth, justice, and the American way is what America represents. And that's how it was presented when the show debuted in the 1940s radio show, when it went from comics to cinema or Hollywood. The motto embodies the post-World War II American values. It's tied to patriotism and democracy. Look, Amy Chua, she's called the Tiger Mom, talks about this in a couple of her books. Look her up, Amy Chua, and you can find out which books they are. I don't have them off the tip of my – I don't have them in my head right now. But countries are destroyed from within. And what the left is doing, the Tim Walz, the guy who appointed the man who assassinated a Democrat, who voted anti, who didn't vote for a Democrat ideological belief, they want to destroy America. Tim Walz, he who has ties to China, has done more trips to China than he wanted to admit. Golly, I'm just, I was at Tiananmen Square. Really? No, you weren't. You were there 15 times, we're not there. My point is, these are people who don't value America. They take us for granted, and they're paid, allegedly, by outside sources and foreigners. We don't know yet. You do an investigation, I'm sure they'll dig it up. But this motto represents American values. It's used consistently in comics, TV shows, 1950s Adventures of Superman, and films until recent versions. This is about the inner destruction of America, from destroying America from within. This is how you do it on a subliminal basis. truth, justice, and the American way, not the human way. But then what do you expect from an alleged pedophile? He explained the shift on social media, aiming to move beyond nationalism. Go bleep yourself. We are America. Superman is American. Go bleep yourself. But then again, what do you expect from an alleged pedophile? I'm not going to see it for that alone, and I hope it bombs. I got to admit, though, the previews look pretty good. But once the movie comes out, if some of the themes they say are in there, anti-American, it'll bomb. It's doing better than the Fantastic Four in preseason or pre-sales. And the Fantastic Four just came out. No, Sue Storm is the leader, not Mr. Fantastic. Woo! You go, girl! Look, I'm not against any of this, but create your own garbage. And put those values, those beliefs. Create your own superhero team. Make the woman the leader. These are tried and true American creations from different eras by people who are patriotic. People who believe in a patriarchy, right or wrong. Instead, they want to co-opt it. Because when they create their own, so Doctor Who's another example. When they create their own, it fails. Because we don't want it. The Marvels is a good example. A She-Hulk. We don't want woke crap. The fans, so you go to some articles, oh, the fans are split. No, they're not. No, they're not. Most fans are like, screw you. You're taking away our American identity. There's social media backlash. You know, and to Warner Brothers, are you that stupid? Your company was just dropped to junk bond status. They're a publicly traded company. Junk bond status. Why? Because of crap like this. Crap like this. Gunn's a leftist. And he's denigrating the American way by altering Superman, who is an American hero, created with American values, patriotism, justice. No, not social justice, brother. Superman doesn't condone those LA riots. Superman doesn't condone Tim Walz, his appointed person, assassinating somebody. Those are your people, Gunn. Your people. This is seen as bleeping on America and its values. Oh, man. Again, there's a pattern of leftist failures that includes Captain America's 2021 film earning $50 million less than expected. The last Captain America, Brave New World. The Marvels 2023 flop, $206 million global gross against a $275 million budget. And you know what? They always blame us, the fans. Well, yeah, these racist fans didn't want to go see it. These bigoted fans. No, it's crap you're putting out. The storylines are woke. You denigrate men. Of course we're going to push back. And again, this is a failure of Disney's facing right now, failure after failure. I mean, they're waking up Disney with their 2025 remake with 87.3 million opening weekend against a $250 million budget with Snow White. So it's not just Warner Brothers. Disney's facing, and all the Marvel movies I mentioned, those are Disney movies. You didn't learn from Aquaman's crap. The DC universe is crap. The Blue Beetle was crap. Oh, man, I started watching that, and I'm in the first 20 minutes, and it's like, stop whining. We Latinos are not victims. It's like somebody said, oh, they're brown. Well, let's co-op them, and let's replace Black America because they're killing themselves with all the Planned Parenthoods on every street corner. We need a freaking minority that is a growing base. That's James Gunn's beliefs. So, why do I keep saying he's allegedly accused of being a pedophilia? Well, he has some X posts that contain offensive jokes about minors. I think it was right around July 20th, 2018, right around there. And the post included references to pedophilia and rape. And Disney fired him from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I think they brought him back, though. They did bring him back. Shane Gillis, Louis C.K. And I'm not condoning any of these people, especially Louis C.K. But these people will get canceled. James Gunn found new life. Warner Brothers, owners of CNN. So Does it really matter? CNN, I mean, Warner Brothers, junk bond status. Nobody's watching any of their crap. They're paying an arm and leg for everything. Junk bond status. It says everything about Warner Brothers. And they're so desperate to stop the bleeding, they canceled the Black Panther games. It was all black studio or team on the game because they didn't want to be triggered by anything white, which is racism unto itself. Imagine white people say, yeah, we didn't hire any blacks because we don't want to be triggered. We fear for our lives. Then they couldn't even get ahead of its early stage. It was stuck in its pre-production stage in terms of figuring out what's the game going to be about? What are we going to do? This was after 4 or 5 years. Just laziness, people sucking money dry, working the grift. So Warner Brothers and CNN, they're trying to give CNN away. Somebody looks at that Anderson Cooper $10 million contract and going, dude, he gets 10 people per show. I think we'll pass. MSNBC is the same. But my point is on Superman, this is because Warner Brothers. Somebody at Warner Brothers said, no, you keep the American way there, son. Period. End of story. Look at Top Gun, the sequel. And that did massively worldwide. I tell you. Gunn's motto changes ties to the evolving superhero identity of making them woke and gay. That's what it pretty much boils down to. Again, I had no issues with gay. I have issues with woke. But they seem to go hand in hand right now. But in their defense, there's a lot of gay individuals. In fact, my wife is works in the as a cosmetologist, I guess. But so we know a lot of people who are gay. I remember going to a gay party. I had a hell of a time. A lot of them are telling her, no, we don't buy into that woke crap. No, no. They just want to be left alone. And why do I have issues with it? When people who James Gunn supports and promotes and pushes tell you to take your kid out to a gay pride parade and the one in San Francisco, they're getting fellatio and then urinating on the guy right afterwards for everyone to see, I have issues. This film is due to be released July 11th, the day I will go do something else. I have a funny feeling it's going to blow up in the box office for the first weekend and then likely drop if it's a woke, indoctrinated show, especially with the news coming out of truth. And that line is going to be a headline with the conservatives. Truth, justice, the human way. Go bleep yourself, you moron. All right, let us move on. Final topic of the day, how the left eats its own, the slow death of blue sky. Oh, man. So let's get this going. John Scalzi, who's a left-leaning, he's a duck with a C, sci-fi author, former Science Fiction Writers Association president, criticized Blue Sky's failure due to humorless scolds on the left. Again, this guy's a duck with a C and a leftist. So there's a little bit about why I say that about him. In 2013, at the SFWA, there was a sexism controversy. Bulletin magazine cover with a woman in chainmail bikini. Articles praising Barbie's quiet dignity as a model for women faced backlash. And it was a cancellation of everybody who's conservative. Awards weren't being won by conservative artists or writers. Everything conservative that dealt in that industry, that community, spit on, spit out. Membership dropped 10% from 1,500 to 1,350. Not a lot, but it's enough to affect them. And this was found in 1965 for the betterment of sci-fi writers. Well, Scalzi was president of that from 2010 to 2013. Now, because of this and all the backlash, he issued a public apology. And in other words, he bent the knee. And then he imposed a political litmus test for membership, and he expelled writers. That's thought police. That's Orwellian belief. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the reality of science fiction, superhero movies, whatever you want to call it. Movies were created for enjoyment, to escape at the time, the depression. They really blew up during the era of the depression, the escape. We look at superheroes, movies, sci-fi. We want the hero, the damsel in distress. That's just how it is. We are a patriarchy society. Biologically, that's how we work, we react. That's men and women. Notice that all the feminazis, they tend to be old, bitter, ugly women. I'm sorry, but true. Unless they're Hollywood feminazis. Then they're just rich, white, suburban women who have nothing better to do. Boris Vallejo, one of sci-fi's greatest, I was going to say author, but I mean artist. Him and Frank Frazetta were known in the 60s and 70s and 80s, big time. They were big time, beautiful covers. Boris Vallejo acknowledged that his art doesn't portray the average, but celebrates the beautiful to uplift and transport viewers. And feminists don't like that. How dare you draw a beautiful woman? I need you to draw a fat, saggy ass hoe. That's me. Of course I'm being sarcastic with that, people. Yeah. But anyway, there's been a 15% drop in creators on Blue Sky because of the polarized climate. Because there are leftist factions. If you don't support the fact that Tim Walz appointed somebody who murdered a Democrat who didn't vote their way, then they don't want you at Blue Sky. That's kind of a very extreme example, but that's kind of what it's become. There are leftist purists that believe that is for the greater good what happened. And then there's more moderate leftists like this guy, Scalzi claims to be, that are like, man, we need to take a chill pill. And I hope maybe he is. But he must have said something wrong. I don't view him as an ally. I'm like, this is the left eating your own. This is the bed you created, boy. Now you have to deal with it. And Blue Sky was all in early on. They expanded their moderator team. They handled 1.2 million misleading content reports. You know, and that misleading content, the truth. 1.4 million spam complaints. I just got triggered. He said Trump's economy is doing better than we said it would. I'm triggered. That's misleading. And the Blue Sky moderator, get out of here. Cancel. Block. Ban for life. That's kind of how it went. They took down 66,000 accounts. 36,000 automated systems in 2024. There have been 1.8 million reports for antisocial behavior, harassment, trolling, intolerance. That's the left. That's the LA riots. That's the assassin appointed by Tim Walz who killed a Democrat who did not vote how these Blue Sky people wanted him to. So Blue Sky reached 30 million users in January 2025. Showing some rapid leftist growth. Not users, not active users. These are just people who signed up. There's a big difference. But that said, this leftist divide on Blue Sky is causing brain drain of the talent. You know, users are leaving, whether it's Scalzi reducing his activity, or influencer Chrissy Teigen hinting at an exit due to toxic positivity. You know, so tech commentator Kara Swisher stepping back, citing echo chamber fatigue. It's just hate. You know, it's like they want to be seen as the thought leader, but when you go against the rabble, the mob you created, and they bite back, they don't like it. So instead of trying to have a conversation, they just retreat because they're cowards. So again, Blue Sky has a total now of 25.5 million. Active users, though, are only 3.5 million. So, in essence, what I'm saying is they got about 25.5 million people to sign up for the service, and only 3.5 million use it daily in the U.S. and U.K. In contrast, X has a user base of 951 million unique visitors per month, meaning people who are actually on there. The active users, 560. So, let me backtrack. They've got 951 million unique. So per month. So people probably go on for whatever. But there's about nearly 600 million active monthly users. 34 million daily U.S. average. Now, so we can't compare Blue Sky to X, even though leftists want you to. Their comparison is more along Getter, and they kill Getter. Getter is 4.2 million. And True Social has 6.8 million monthly visitors. True Social has an active user base of about 1.2, so they blow those two away. Nope, excuse me one second. My producer is pinging me. But Blue Sky gained, okay, Blue Sky gained 700,000 users post-2024 U.S. election. So they grew a little bit. But then they lost 20% of users, about 140,000 of them, in early 2025. And as you see, they only had 3.5 million active users. And that's hate. You want to see true Nazi-ish hate, go to Blue Sky. Blue Sky is an open protocol alternative to X. That was their whole thing. And it's failed. Just like Getter failed, just like True Social failed. X is where everybody wants to be. Because you have both sides on X. When you have your echo chambers, it's we are on Getter and True Social, and God bless those people, but I want discussion, you know, and I get that on X. You know, Elon Musk caught it, super judgy hall monitors. cute. Now, X user base increased 30% during the Blue Sky drop. Why? Because they're coming back. There's a 2023 social media study that platforms with strict ideological filters lose about 25% of their diverse voices in 2 years. I think it's higher. And what's hilarious is these people, where are they coming to? Where did I find this scousy complaint? On X. Get this. AOC, Alejandria Ocasio-Cortez, my brother and sister. In culture only, I wouldn't own her with a 10-foot pole. Is she pregnant? Or is just she been living large? I don't know. Somebody tell me. But regardless, she reached 1 million followers on Blue Sky in December. And where did she go to announce it? She went to X to announce it. So what are the reasons for the slow death here? To close this out, 20% user drop in early 2025. They ran off conservatives. They killed conservatives. As soon as you post something, they banned you for life. Then the moderates were thrown off. And now they're self-deporting. You see, my fellow Latinos who are illegal here. I'm not. They're self-deporting from Blue Sky. Maybe y'all can self-deport too. So there's no diverse voices there. And what's happening is the mob there's eating up the leaders who created the mob. And they don't like that. There's user fatigue. Competition from X. Elon's done a phenomenal job in making X bigger and overcoming all the faux hate, all the coordinated attacks, including by advertisers. So Scousy's Blue Sky jab epitomizes what's happening. You know, him saying, hey, I have to take a step back. Oh, man. Blue Sky is dying. You know, it's not going to die a slow death. It'll die a death once the investors go, we've had enough of this. We're pulling out and no money's given. But, you know, Getter's still around. True Social's still around. So Blue Sky should theoretically stick around. But X is where the action's at. And there you have it, my friends. I am back, William Del Pilar. And I hope you enjoyed the show. I do hope you enjoyed the show. We talked about Doctor Who. It's a ratings debacle. The lead actor, Ikurigawa, has had enough with helping to create it, turn it into a ratings disaster. He's leaving the sinking ship now. Hopefully there'll be a reboot of it, going back to more classic Doctor Who. And we talked about Superman and the American Way being usurped by a hardcore leftist swine. Don't watch this movie. Don't support it. wait for it to come to the streaming, catch it for free. Probably, well, if you own Max, you'll have to, I guess. And then we talk about the slow death of Blue Sky and how the left eats their own. So before I go, let me repeat, please like and share this podcast. I cannot survive with it. This is my pet project with Big John T. Georgopoulos, and we're trying to get our voices heard. We're trying to him with the libertarian side, which I don't agree with, but he doesn't agree with the conservative side. But we make it work. We try to have voices for what we believe are the right values. So please like and share this, because this show is important, because culture, politics is downstream of culture. And what that means is whatever is happening culturally eventually affects politics. And I'm here to break it down for you. So like and share this Red, White, and Rude episode. And do not forget to bookmark grumblingsmedia.com, grumblingsmedia.com. You can also find us on YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify, ePandora, under the handle Grumblings Media. Thank you for tuning in, my friends. I am glad to be back. And until next week, I am William Del Pilar for the Red, White, and Rude, and I bid you adieu.